Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight, it's Sunday night, and I just got done watching the Daytime Emmys. Is that a surprise? People that know me knows that I love my daytime soaps. But and actually, this coming Thursday, if you're a soap opera fan, you might be like to know who's going to be on, and I might tell you. She was up for an award this week there. I'm trying to get my song that I wanted to play loaded. So what I'm going to do is I want to bring Paul up on the line already. Paul, are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys.
Hey, we're going to talk BB12. We're going to listen to some old shows before. You know, I thought we can flash back from BB11, and some of you guys didn't start listening until halfway through the season, so I've put together some first part of the season shows that some of you guys maybe missed and everything. So that's one thing we're going to do tonight. We're gonna talk about the game a little bit, you know, what you guys can expect. Tomorrow night, guess what? Tomorrow night's going to be huge. I'm excited, Paul. Are you?
Well, I am, and as much as people might be anxious to spill the beans of who they might have, I don't want to know. I'm going to be just as surprised as everyone else, I think.
I know. I know there's a couple. I know a couple of them are really wanting to spill it. I think they're like they talk to me, and they're like, oh, man, I wish I could spill the beans. I wish I could tell you. You're going to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going to do it. No. And everything. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they have up their sleeves and everything. I thought this would update. I had a song ready for you that I bet you would remember when you were a kid.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, but I cannot get it to load up. I know it went okay, but I'm going to talk about one thing that, and Big John, you're in the chat room. Big John had a great idea yesterday to raise some money for Sheila. And what an idea. I know you saw the idea. We were all supposed to post on Cherry Garcia's wall. And did you post?
Oh, now you're going to embarrass me.
Oh, you didn't post, did you?
Big John and I have already talked on Facebook about it, and I just kind of forgot about it. I wasn't paying attention or clear on how long it was going to be up for, what the duration was, and so I will be going directly to Sheila's site and donating on my own. So,
okay, see, now that I'm not embarrassing you, because that's kind of what I'm going to tell them. If you guys want to see how much he did raise, Big John, you need to post the link right now, and then and we go see how much she posts. We cannot say how much she posted. You have to go look. And when you're there, maybe drop $10, maybe drop $5, maybe 20, you know, whatever, you know, it's a good way to, for you guys to go. And Paul, I'm glad you're going to give, hey, give $5 for me too, because I probably can't afford it right now, but, I wish I could. If I get something where I can get ahead. I think it's still got a little while. I don't think she's doing it right away. I wish he can call in.
Big John will say how long we have. I think we still have a while before she goes to. This is for the, I believe, for the Hawaii one. Maybe not. Anyway.
Can you help with the link now that you're in the chat room?
Yeah, I'll.
Big John doesn't know how to.
Okay.
And hey, while you do that, we're going to play a song. And maybe This was going to be my opening song, and I heard it tonight on the Daytime Emmys, and I thought, what appropriate song to play for it. And I said, you know, Paul probably remembered when it debuted on American Bandstand. So here he goes. I know you remember that oldie, a goodie, right?
Yes.
Well,
the whole bus cheering because I can't believe.
I sit on the bus and forget about
Tony Orlando and Don.
That's right. I saw them on Tony was on the Emmy Awards. They did a tribute for Dick Clark. And I tell you, they had some goodies, but oldies in there. But you know the thing, he has really went downhill, and I'll be honest with you, it almost made me teared eye to hear him when he tried to talk. He was unable to talk at all, and to remember watching the American Bandstand when, you know, the old American Bandstand with him and everything and stuff. So I know some of the young kids in the group out there. Probably don't remember that song, but I love it. But hey, let's do this. I'm gonna go ahead and bring people up on the phone line because I see a couple people want to talk and everything. But I'm gonna play some clips tonight. I told Zach he can call in. Zach, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Zach.
Welcome to the show. Zach's gonna hang in with us. We're going to talk BB-12, we're going to talk BB-11, and we're also going to listen to some old shows And then towards the middle, I'm gonna. And I see you. I'm getting there, Jess. I'm bringing you up next. Just, you know, patient is a virtue. I can't even say that word.
Virtue.
Okay, whatever. Jess, you're up on the line.
You all missed me. I know.
Jess, you are. You've admitted it. You are not a patient person.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Hi, Zach.
You know what? Have we missed you? No. You're always.
I think I've been more than anyone else did. So.
I hate you all.
I've seen Jess enough on Twitter lately that I didn't even know she was gone.
Are you having a good time on your vacay?
I am. I have a couple more days here, and I'm sweating bullets. I know you all care. And I need to take a shower. I'm gonna
that's what
in the
I smelled.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, TMI. We don't need a shower.
I know.
So, hey, Ben. So, Ben, are you saying that Jimmy Johnson stole a race from Kurt Busch? Way to go, Jimmy. Yeah.
Oh. My cousin had tickets for NASCAR today, but they didn't go. Same.
Why not?
Because they had work, and then they took Josh and I out. So, wait, what do I know, Ben?
About the race? You're in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. I'm in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys.
And just wait a minute. I have to just jump in real quick. Somebody chatted in the chat room that I had tornadoes here. I do not have. We have a beautiful day today. Those happened yesterday and the day before, and I missed them. So just to clarify. Okay, sorry.
No, that's all good. I mean, you can have tornadoes if you want.
Yes, Ben, I do.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. I'm going to play a clip. We're going to play a clip. And people that were here for the first show of Big Brother last season will remember this. People that didn't find us until after the season, like Paul did. And I don't know, Zach, you found us recently. And Jess, when did you start coming into the chat room? And you start coming to the show. I don't remember it either. Zach said hi to you.
I said hi. I said that I missed you more than anyone.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Whatever.
Yeah, I probably talked over him. It's my fault. Don't blame me. But here it is. This is the first time Cowboy. Oh, wait. No, this is the first show. This is what we did on the first show after Big Brother aired.
In the chat room and,
you're a good son. Wait, no, wrong one. I pushed the wrong one. This one.
Right now, color 580. Is that you?
It's
cowboy?
Me.
What?
It is.
It's the cowboy. He just cowboy. Where were you gone for the past 2 weeks?
I was in L.A. stuck in a hotel. I will say it was my worst sequester ever in BB history. It was just long, just to wait to see if I even made it on the show or not.
Well, David and Mary is, I was going to say, Cowboy, David and Mary is on the show with us too right now. You want to, David and Mary?
Hello, Cowboy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. You?
Well, you know what? I'm still alive.
Still a little upset, huh?
Well, you know, it's a bittersweet. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I wanted in that house so bad, but I didn't have anything to lose either.
Yeah,
you know, I've got
that they lost it for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, they didn't know who they were fighting for, but I will say, for the record, Casey gave it all he could, and, you know, he tried. And, see, I watched it live, and that competition took probably about over an hour. So, I mean, they all fought hard, and I tell you what, I mean, it was the first competition of the season. The nerves is, you know, there, and what are they going to think if I win and stuff like that? Because once you go in that house, it's gameplay.
Yeah.
Hey, Cowboy, I want to address something while you were there. You started to say it already. But you said the sequester was terrible. Can you elaborate? I mean, did you hear? Let me first ask this question. Did you have to go and sequester with, you know, by yourself? Or did you have the other three people with you, Jesse and Jessica, because you guys kind of already knew each other?
No, I was in sequester by myself. All four walls and me.
Really?
No TV. I mean, they give us, you know, they'll give you a DVD player and stuff like that, but I could not leave my room, not to see the sunlight or nothing. I was stuck in my room for 9 days.
Well, I've been told I know what happened, why they're so bad right now. The reason that you were so bad in sequester and why you sequester is so bad right now, I've been told it's because of All-Stars, that they snuck away and did, like, karaoke and stuff.
Right.
Were you around when that happened, or had you?
No, no.
So are the,
no, I wasn't part of that.
So, but did that really happen? I mean, did you hear about that, or was that?
Yeah, I did. I think I did hear something like that. I don't know. I didn't hear it from the BB cast, but I did read something like that in pictures that was on the internet.
Okay, that was Cowboy, and that's the kind of where I'm trying to get at. And what is this, Jess, is going on with your phone over there?
What?
What's going on over there with your phone?
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to text my cousin because of what Ben just told me in the chat room.
Oh, okay, because it's really making bad noises.
Sorry, I'm a little
bit. Anyways. But anyways, Paul, Zach, so that's the kind of stuff you're getting this year with the show. We will bring Cowboy came right out of the house. You know, he was already in the house. He was on the show, and I hoping we can do that this year again. And I don't know what we're gonna see with recycling guests. I don't think we will see any recycle house guests. What do you guys think? I'm muting you for a second. Tell me in the chat room when you're able, because I cannot handle that.
What do you think, Zach?
I doubt it. You know, we had a recycled house guest last year, and I highly doubt they'd like bring back multiple players 2 seasons in a row.
And I agree with that too. I mean, I don't know. I don't not want to see them in there, but it's like give us just the regular stuff this time. And yeah, I think it's going to be all new people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and for the people that didn't hear, that was, we're going to flash back to, I kind of wanted to give you guys some of the people that haven't listened to the show for, you know, what we did. Thursday nights, what I did, you heard David and Mary there, right? I tried my best on Thursday nights to bring in somebody from all three different shows. At one time, we had Johnny Fairplay, Cowboy, and David and Mary. We had three shows from CBS on at one time, and we all were talking Big Brother because they were all Big Brother fans, you know what I mean? And you heard David and Mary there, and that's where I'm trying to get at. Thursday nights, you know, there might be, you know, we're going to have a group round discussion every Thursday night, and Cowboy will be there, and me, and Paul probably will join us this year. And David and Mary will pop in every so often. So I wanted to kind of bring up kind of what we're – and I'm also helping these people that maybe haven't heard some of the guests that we had. Because I did – I want to bring another little clip up. And kind of we could talk about it. You know, Eric Stein was on our show one time. And you know what? I think Eric kind of knew what was going on with Jordan. I know some of you guys missed this show, so this is when Eric joined me and April on our Tuesday night show this last year.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it could have gone either way. And Jesse, I tell you what, he is playing an awesome game.
I can hear the conversation between Jordan and Cowboy. That would be a fun one. And I know he would protect Jordan all the way to the end. And I, that's who I think Cowboy would have protected. Would you think Cowboy?
Oh, absolutely.
She's so smiley. I mean, how can anyone not like her? I understand, you know, okay, so she can't tell time. Okay, but you know what? I'm a bright guy. I can tell time for both of us. I can't look like that, so she would be bringing something to a potential relationship that I couldn't provide, so I can tell the time. You know, I can do the thinking. I don't need her to do that. You know, I think as far as I'm concerned, so be it. And, you know, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, we all know the house makes you jaded. It makes you crazy. It is very stressful. And for someone who's been on Slop twice already, in the Have-Not Room twice already, and nominated twice already, she is actually holding up really, really well. And I'd say in the past several seasons stands out to me as one of the people with the most winning attitude. Not to say that she's necessarily one of the strongest players, but how can you not like someone who continues to smile through all the crazy garbage that goes on
now,
in that place?
Do you think that has something to do with Jeff, though? Both you and I can talk about this, Eric, that, you know, your mindset, if you have someone that keeps your sanity, even if it's a little bit one-on-one moments with that person that you care about, whatever it is, those times when you're really, really down, you still have a little bit of up in your step or pep in your step because you know that person is right there along the way.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize you can't trust anyone, even the people you're aligned with. It's, you know, paranoia runs rampant. So if you have that one person that you can actually say, hey, listen, I'm having a rough day, I'm missing my family, and you know that they're not going to run to everyone else and screw you over with the information, it's a safety net that you know,
absolutely,
to actually have that piece of sanity. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And
it's like Savage and me in the hot bubble bath. Yeah, he was my companion.
Absolutely. And whatever gets you through the days, right? Everything starts getting a little hairy inside the house, and it's like you start looking at everyone after a while, and you're like, is Zach? He's a decent-looking guy. I mean, he's 6'5". Like, you know, I could take a shower with him, you know? It's like after a while, it just all gets a little hazy in there, you know?
It does, especially if there's lack of food it's an interesting place to be. But I think that, you know, and that's why I like Jeff and Jordan so much, because I think they're both upbeat. You know, I think there's a lot of times that Jeff really could have lost his cool also, and he really didn't. So I really like the two of them. Unfortunately, again, like, you know, Eric, when you have a relationship like that in the house, it makes you a bigger target because there's two of you.
Well, I think in my instance, it wasn't even so much that it made us sort of that dual threat. What it was a way to get to me. I was unflappable if you came after me personally. I could really give a crap what people said about me. But it was a way to get under my skin by going after her. So it created another way to ruffle my feathers. You know, it was a way to piss me off in the house, you know. And it's true. It makes you, puts you out on a limb, and it makes you defend against other loyalties that are not necessarily game loyalties.
Okay, Eric, can you see the chat at all?
Okay. Hey, first of all, I want to say sorry if you guys, some of the volume quality might be a little bit off. That one was, I think you guys heard Cowboy in the beginning, and then it was kind of, it got louder as the call went on. But, I can hear fine on the phone lines, so I don't know what you guys are hearing on over the thing. Paul, had you heard that one? You hadn't heard that one before, right?
No, I had not.
I mean, Jess pretty much. I mean, Eric pretty much talked about Jordan as somebody that could win the game, pretty much by that clip.
How
right there,
far
right?
into the game was that? Do you recall when that?
Like 2 weeks. It was less than 3 weeks. I mean, it was Jeff and Jordan.
Well,
there
had only been maybe
a couple,
only a couple of evictions had occurred.
Yeah, and she was on the block. Remember in the beginning she was on the block twice in a row?
Oh, it seemed like she was always up there.
Yeah, and everything. So, I mean, pretty much that was what – and I believe he called in like on a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday night, and he called in – And if you heard Cowboy there, and Cowboy was talking about Jordan, and then the conversation went on to Jordan, and then they went on to showmances, and that was kind of cool. We had Eric and April.
Yep, who certainly had their own
showmances.
And their, yep.
Yeah, and one other thing that, you know, that I believe that Thursday, then we had Jessica on. And and I actually had Jessica and Eric on the same week on the show. So it was kind of cool. I had a great season. And that's kind of where I'm kind of getting at, guys. I've had some great guests, and I'm looking forward. And that's one reason I'm looking forward to Monday and Tuesday. You know, I know it's going to be hard to, you know, find a guest that maybe hasn't been on the show. Like, I think Alan said that, right? The other night, that I've had everyone, you know. But you know what? I think there's some people out there that you guys can still find. And I'm hoping you guys are looking. And remember, you can find anybody that's a celebrity. All they have to have is celebrity in them. Zach, you still with us, right?
I am.
What did you think about it? I mean, did you think, what was your prediction about Jordan? Did you think even Jordan had a chance to win last year?
No, I thought she was just going to get kind of carried along until, you know, her whole alliance was gone because she was the weakling that was no threat to anyone, and then she gets easily disposed of.
Yeah,
but,
it seems, Zach, I agree. It seems every year now people have a non-threatening person that they kind of keep along, you know, for the numbers, or use as a pawn because they don't think they're very threatening. And I mean, that to me, that's kind of why Jerry lasted as long as he did. We can always get rid of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. To answer
Mandy, hi.
Question. First of all, yeah, I wanted to say hey to Mandy. Hey, you know what? Hey to everyone in the chat room. There's a lot of people in the chat room. Thank you guys for showing up. But to address that question, what if they're a celebrity in their own mind? If they've been on television, it's a celebrity, in my opinion. And so the five of you guys who...
Mandy,
who,
are you speaking of anybody in the chat room, perhaps, or on... Just teasing.
Wait.
Of course, there's going to be a delay till I see the answer to that. But
what are you talking about? Are you talking? Don't say, I know Big John thinks.
Oh, I shouldn't. That, I'm not trying to stir anything up. And there's
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah, you are, Paul. Paul. Hey, yeah, Alan. Welcome to the show. Again, you know, anybody that's. Well, then, hey, if you've been on TV and you can document that you've been on a. Hey, more power to you. Have you been on a reality show? Yeah, I mean, anyway, that. I just would like to see your document. You might, you know, if I've never seen it, but yeah, that's cool. Hey, let's go to, what do you guys think about fans voting? What do you guys think about that, Zach and Paul? Since you guys and you guys can call in too, if you guys want to talk Big Brother 12, Big Brother 11, we're flashing back to Big Brother 11, and we're talking about now Big Brother 12 coming up. You know what we expect to see 347-237-5506. What do you think about America's vote? Do you think America should even ever vote? What do you think of some of the vote? You know, things that America has done.
Well, I'll go
Zach.
First.
Paul?
Yes.
I throw a question out that means you guys answer.
Right. I do, as a fan, you get so involved in the show, you almost jump at a chance to have some input. I just don't like the kind of input that... I don't know, not that changes the game, but, I mean, the input for what food they're going to get, you know, is a little thing. I'm not...
I'm glad you answered that way.
Say again?
I'm glad she brought up the word food. Because I have a clip that I wanted to play about food. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Finish your thoughts, Paul. Finish your thoughts about food.
No,
I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm glad that we don't do it. Voting the house guests out, you know, like they did in BB1. I don't want that much, powers or whatever. I was, a fan of Jeff when he was in the house, but at the same time, giving that much power to a house guest from the fans, I don't think is right. I think they should have earned it in a competition like they did in All Stars. But
I was about to say the exact same thing, Paul. Like, I don't think we should have had that much power, because I think that, Jesse's Lions could have probably dominated the whole game and gone to the end if it wasn't for America, throwing him under the bus.
Jess, you're up again. Sorry. Did you have something to add to the next conversation, Jess?
I just wanted to be on the line.
Oh, no, you can't. Just don't tweet or don't text, because it really was frictioning the thing. I'm just playing with
you. I know,
you,
I'm done.
It was... Okay, good. Hey, let me play this clip, and then we'll talk about the clip. And see, I'm still hearing it. So I don't know if it's your mic or what.
I'm not hearing anything.
I know. It's just really sensitive. So here, let me play this clip.
One kind of America's vote that I thought was just ridiculous, and it just goes to show you that I don't think America should vote for who would be Big Brother champion or whatever, is the freaking lollipop, okay? I just ate crickets. I just ate flipping a pig ear that's hairy, okay? And I'm the only one, number one, that was not on slop all of Big Brother 10, and I don't even know how many other people that never ate slop, but I was one of them, okay? Luckily. But my point is that I ate crickets, and I ate pig ears that are hairy, whether I'm Portuguese or not, that's not even the point. And they walk in, and they get lollipops for the slop people. That's what I'm saying. Like,
would you rather have bologna?
I wasn't on slop. I'm the one that ate the crickets, so I wouldn't be on slop, and these guys are getting lollipops. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but lollipops ain't going to give you no nutrition.
No, yeah. I'm not saying about nutritional fat, but I'm saying, do you know what the choices were that were besides the lollipop?
Bologna.
It was like, yeah, and then the other one was like mayo. Like, that would have been funny. Ha ha, yeah. But lollipops, that's fun. You guys should have seen the lollipops. They were awesome. I'm sure you did.
We saw them fly around
ever.
The house.
To me, that wasn't like a bad thing. That was a good thing. So you got awarded for being on slop, and I have cricket legs in my teeth for 3 days.
Well,
and
I ate a lot of chocolate,
and it didn't work.
So what do you think of...
Okay, so Michelle was a little upset about the whole lollipop last year. What do you guys think about that?
Well, one of the parts of the game, in my opinion, especially for BBUS, in comparison with other international ones, is the kind of things they put the house guests through to, kind of test, whether they're going to be able to handle things and maybe, irritate them a little bit. I think that kind of thing is somewhat minor, but I can understand when they're in the house and they're getting, barraged by all sorts of unfair this and unfair that I see, where she's coming from and how she must have felt when she was in there, but to me, that's kind of minor.
Zach,
I agree. Just suck it up.
Jess, you got anything to add to that?
Well, no. I think she has a right to be kind of mad because they got lollipops and she got a grasshopper or whatever she had.
Yeah. I know what she was saying. I was making. They did have some America. I mean. I think was nice on the food competition or the food vote last year, we never really stunk them with anything bad. We always gave them something good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking, you know, when I heard that clip, when I was going through some clips, I thought that was something that was interesting. I mean, last year and everything. But, hey, I did want to address Lisa, Leanne's point in the chat room. She said that it would be cool if everyone thought they were America's player and we kind of controlled them all. And then they all thought they were America's, you know, players. I think that would be funny. Wouldn't they? If they all thought they were America's players?
I like that idea.
Yeah. That'd be very interesting. That'd be hard to try to keep up with controlling, like, you know, 14 different people at one time, so.
Yeah, but if they were told they were going to be America's player, you know what I mean? Like, if they were told, and then we kind of, like, you know, we still voted, and then they all heard the same thing. I think it would be kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know if they would do that either, though. Okay, I have to address this. And Zach and Jess is not in the chat room, so they can't see what's going on in the chat room. We had this whole conversation about the A-team. You know, guys, you're talking to one of the biggest A-team fans. I love the A-team. I have their trading cards back when they first came out. I saw that Ben had a car of theirs. You know, I think I still might have their die-cast car somewhere around here, too. So, yeah, I definitely. And Alan said he likes chips. And, there's another one, Dukes of Hazzard. So, definitely. But, yeah, I haven't seen the new movie, but I can't wait to see it because I want to see if it has anything to do with the old shows. Were you guys an A-team fan? Zach, how about you?
I've never actually seen this, so.
Do they have television up in Alaska?
Yes, we do.
I'm joking.
I just watch that older show. That's before I was born.
I'm just joking with you. I just had to say that joke. I mean, ain't you all the way over in another planet?
It has been worth. I've been asked how I plug my TV into my igloo and get electricity from it. So.
Yeah. So, do you live in an igloo, or do you have? Is there really igloos up there?
Not in the area that I live at. But if you go to the right areas, yes, there's igloos. And but I've slept in one like a couple nights. But I don't live in one.
Is it cold out there, or is there heat in those igloos, or what?
It's actually no, there's no heat, but it's actually really interesting just because of the way they're built. Though they actually do really good at like maintaining your body heat, and your body heat just naturally warms it up and it holds on to all the heat. So it's usually cold the first like hour or so, but then it's pretty warm after that.
Well, that's cool. That's just awesome. That's so funny. I've been wanting to talk to you about Alaska for the longest time. What, Paul?
Oh, I think I was just going to say the other really interesting thing we have up here is we actually have up near Fairbanks, we have a whole hotel that's made out of ice. Everything from the front counter to the beds to the chairs, everything's made from pure ice.
That's awesome.
You know what? I think they should do Survivor in a winter climate. I really do. I know Johnny Fairplay or somebody asked that question to, I think, one of the old Survivor people.
Yeah.
Did you ask that? And they said, and they pretty much told you who would want to see them in that kind of clothes, that they'd rather see them in a bikini.
Right, that's
something.
Exactly his point, and I kind of had to agree with him.
But you know what?
As a guy, I certainly enjoy seeing the skimpy bathing suits. I'll admit it, you know, and they certainly, if they were up in the middle of winter in the cold climates, you would see nothing but bundled up freezing people and.
But wouldn't that be kind of fun to see if they like could, you know, last in the freezing cold?
It'd be fun to see them, like, all on the plane in their bikinis and, like, swim trunks thinking they're going somewhere tropical, and then, like, they open the door and they're, like, a snowstorm going out, and they're like, oh, yeah, you don't get any new clothes. Have fun.
Yeah, I just think it'd be cool, though. Let's go to the next thing on our docket. I think I got one more clip, but I don't think I'm going to play it. I think what we're going to do is I want to talk real quick about the game tomorrow night, and I'm going to talk about a couple other things real quick. But, remember, tomorrow night, if you're not here tomorrow night and Tuesday night, you might miss some of the best shows ever, I think. I'm looking forward to both shows. Monday night we have Panther, John, and Vicky all booking the people to call in. They're asking their people to call in on Monday. If by chance someone can't call in on Monday, they might call in on Tuesday. Same with some of those Tuesday people. You guys can invite people to call in on Monday, but only if they have to. Only one or two would be wise, because I don't want to overbook the lines. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like quick interviews, hoping they will, you know, call back in another date. But we're going to also keep them on the line if there's nobody. No questions are going to be asked, but let's fill this chat room up. I want to see 100 people in the chat room. So tell your friends if they're into reality TV, if they're into anything, they should be here that night, because we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I can't book it. I can't say, well, so-and-so is going to be in the show. So, I mean, I don't know who's going to be here. But that's the cool part about it, is we don't know who's going to show up. And if you listen to the phone, if you're going to listen to it on the phone line, I might hang up on you on accident, because I'm picking everyone up that night that calls in, and I'm going to hope my best. If I know your number, you should be okay. But if I don't know your number, I'm hoping you understand. And yes, the people that are part of the show will be able to listen in, and I'll pick you up when your guys call in and stuff. Also, remember, if you ask somebody and they say, oh, I've already booked, somebody already told me to call in, well, tell them to call in. Like, somebody asked me this question, and I wanted to tell you out here. Let's say they said that, and Monday, they're calling in Monday, but you're on Tuesday. Tell them to call back in on Tuesday. And then, but, you know, still the first person that told you to call in will get credit. But everybody who can call in can call in. But, remember, it's a great system, but it's going to be fun. So get everyone you can to call in. I know I'm letting people, don't talk about things. I mean, if I know your number, I'm not going to pick up. Christina's word. I'm going to pick her up on Tuesday night. I might pick her up just to hear what's going on the Twilight. She's going to go see Twilight, that stupid vampire movie. Paul, do you want to add anything to that?
To the stupid movie?
Maybe do it for the people. Maybe speak in slower points, because I know I've spoken too fast, probably.
As far as the show coming up, or my feelings on the movie Twilight?
No, there's about Monday and Tuesday.
I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of don't want to know. I want to be surprised. I think it's going to be fun. I think depending on how many guests come on, it's going to be like this quick, you know, few minutes that they'll just pop in to say hello. I think that it'll probably turn out to where you're trying to guess who it is by the sound of their voice, and that could be entertaining in itself, because I remember the back and forth you had with Bunky trying to figure out who he was on that the clip that you played. And I don't know how many there'll be. I do know that there's probably going to be people that come on as guests that I will say, oh, that was too short. But like you said, I hope their introduction, however short it is, to the shows Monday and Tuesday, will they'll have a pleasant enough time that they'll, you know, come back and spend more time with us. But I'm just kind of excited to hear who comes on, as I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I really am excited. And, you know, just as out of the competition, are you going to try to make it to both of those shows, you know, just because of the impact of the... I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at my question. But, Jess, are you going to try to make them? Jess, are you there?
Yeah,
Zach,
sorry, hold on.
Are you there? Sorry, it's okay, Jess. I just threw a question to you, but you missed it.
Yeah, she wasn't prepared to have a question asked, and she is a little bit busy. But I'm willing to bet you that she'll find a way to try to listen in wherever she is. But she is having a good time with family and on a vacation, and I'm just happy that she is. Are you going to talk now, Jess?
Yes, what was the question? Sorry.
Just wondering, Jess, you're out of the game and you're not back at home on your computer, do you think you'll be able to call in and listen to the show?
At this point, I don't think so, but we shall see.
I think tomorrow night's going to be huge, I think, and Tuesday night, if everyone does, some of them have done some diary room sections. And I wanted to talk about this because we haven't really talked. I do talk to people if they get a hold of me, and we call it a DR. And Paul does the same thing. And they're not allowed to talk about their diary room sessions or their
Big Brother. You are not allowed to talk about your diary room session with other contestants.
But you know, I do do once in a while, if they message me, I listen to what they have to say, and I'm getting impatient. I want Monday night. I want to know who the freak John has booked. I'm wanting to know who John is booked.
Hey, there are certainly others that it's just that you have a little longer history with John that you are just wondering, I'm sure, but I'm anxious for all the contestants to hear who they have on. I have one concern, and maybe it won't be a big deal, but we all know how much Michelle loves to talk, and I don't know if you'll be able to control her.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to talk to her before we'll be on the same page. And I've already told her, and she wrote to me, and she goes, okay. I told her that don't be surprised if we have some shockers. Hey, I do want to address the reward challenge. Would you guys like to do a reward challenge? Maybe a 99-cent hamburger from McDonald's? I'll send you guys a dollar. I mean, that's the best I could do right now, but... No, I am going to do a reward challenge. Maybe not a reward challenge. Let's just do anybody that's another thing. Towards a couple more minutes, I'm going to give away something. And I didn't say nothing at the beginning of the show. But, yeah, I have something up my sleeve. So give me a second, and I'll let the two people that are already up on the phone line know when to call in and everything, or if I'm going to drop you guys. But
you know what I'm really looking forward to on Monday and Tuesday? I'm looking forward to see how you and Michelle and Paul handle...
Me and whoever. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know who's going to be with me Tuesday. If it's going to be Corey or if it's going to be just me and Paul yet, or if... I might even invite one other person come in on Tuesday.
Well,
but yeah.
I'm excited to see how you guys deal with having to interview these people on the spot that you have no idea if you're going to be interviewing.
Yeah, see? Yeah, and this is the thing. This is the thing, and I'll be honest with you, I am going to really brush up on my stuff. Make sure I know. And I think, man, I think somebody said this once. Bunky time. Like, here, let me just play this because I know Paul likes this one, right? Paul?
I've heard some before.
You, Paul, you like me when I play this one. Let's play this one.
For a second, I think it's Brian.
No.
Season two.
Crybaby. Harry Crybaby.
Okay, I'm trying to remember you.
Really testing your memory, aren't I?
Yeah, you know, I've been going over every show, been trying to look back. You said season two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, this clip is too low, but I'm going
to... it is awfully low, but Crybaby, and you... now that I know
right
who it
then,
is...
Right then is when I realized it was Bunky, I think, but I totally... He threw me off when he said something about... I can't remember what he said, but yeah, I was really thrown off on that one, and... Man, I think that was the first time I ever had somebody that was like that to me. You know, like, I didn't know they were calling in and everything. And I was like, oh, my gosh, who is it? Or, you know, their voice and everything. So I'm kind of glad Michelle's going to be with me on Monday because Michelle will help me a little bit.
Yeah, so without telling you directly who we're getting, we could just slightly suggest certain shows and seasons you should brush up on.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but, like, if you do it with Big Brother, I'm going to totally get it. So I don't want
it. Really. I mean,
I'll be okay with Big
Brother. I mean, then there's only a handful of people, I mean.
Yeah, and like I was telling someone today, I can't remember who I was talking to, like, if you bring someone in from Big Brother 11, guys, I will know everyone from that, because I've talked to them all.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? And I even told somebody, like, today, you know, that's going to probably... There's only two people from season 11 that will probably earn you big points. Jordan and Brayden. Because everyone else has called in once and stood for about an hour. So... It's going to be interesting. Okay. No, I didn't mean that. I was just saying, you know, season 11 is so packed up that I know everybody, you know. John's saying, are you reading the chat room, Paul?
Yeah, but I'm maybe not reading it the way you
Ron
are.
Ron says I can't do it because people who want, people bring who they want. Yeah, you can bring who you want. I'm just telling you season 11 is going to be, you know, I'm kind of giving you guys fair warning that season 11 are people that I, you know, I've talked to, you know, you understand? I'm not saying that you cannot, you know, but I'm saying Jordan and Brayden's going to give you guys the big points. I'm just kind of giving you guys an example of, you know, like if somebody calls in, I'm going to know who Shimo's voice is. That's what I'm trying to get at. You know what I mean, Paul, Zach? Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yep. I get you, but
yeah.
Just from a fan's standpoint, strictly speaking of a fan, I enjoy any of those that come on, even if they have been on a lot.
Me too. Me too, and that's the cool part.
Yeah.
That's the cool part. I'm saying, remember, the person they're trying to wow is myself, and those are the right now. Those are the two that are going to wow me. You know what I mean? You're trying to press me. You're trying to impress me, so you want to wow me. You know, Jordan and Brayden might wow me. Brayden was the first to leave the game. No, please don't make me guess. No,
I think that would be fun. I shouldn't
you know
say
what?
That.
You know what? If they stump me here, if they do make me guess and they can stump me, okay, you guys automatically get points. How's that? How's that? I'll throw a challenge.
A dare.
Yeah, a little dare. I'll give you guys a couple extra bonus points if they stump me. I mean, so, you know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
You know what? I think if Natalie calls back into the show, too, and let's just say Natalie from Big Brother 11, if she calls back into the show, I'll be wowed by that one, too. So if somebody can get to Natalie. But I'm going to ask her if she's took a shower lately.
No, you're not.
Oh, my gosh. Did I just say that?
I would.
Did you take a shower? It's a valid comment, Alan, and I know this is going to be a delayed from when you typed it in the chat, but I would be coming from the same place that you are, and
Okay, the point system, that's what he's asking about, right? In my head, this is how, and I've talked to some, and Alan, if you want to talk to me, but I'll talk about it out loud. Okay, there's going to be a 1 through 5 point system.
Oh, okay.
5 meaning you wow me. 4, you know, if it's just, you know, okay. 3, if they've been on the show, but, you know, I still think they're going to be. 2, if they've been on the show, but, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit. And 1, if they've, like, Michelle is going to, I'm going to let Michelle give, you know, everyone a point because she can say y'all. And you guys don't need to have the paper because it's my point system and I'm going to be the judge. And you don't see Donald Trump give them a piece of paper and say, hey, you get, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, that's the bottom line. You guys don't need to know. Just me. And I will make sure Paul knows. And I'm going to probably talk with Paul. And I'm going to talk with people. But, there is going to be some bonus points in my head. Like if it's somebody that I didn't expect to call in, you're going to give Paul, you know, a point. This is why we're doing this show tonight is kind of help you guys. So,
I'm curious, Mandy, who that might be. I'm sorry. That totally interrupted your train of thought there, but
you know what? And John just made a comment. Not fair to the players. You know what? You know, it's not always fair in love and war. And, bonus points. Yeah, boner points. Alan, I know what he's talking about. No, I know what he's talking about because we used to play literati and we used to get bonus points. And we always call it boner points. You get boner points. Yeah. And you know what? I might even throw a boner point if you bring me a hot chick. If it's a hot chick, you know, and maybe a little boner point. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna write it down, but I'm not gonna tell you guys what you get. So okay, Zach and Jess, I'm gonna hang up for you guys. But give me a second. When I do hang up, you guys can call right back in because we're gonna play a quick game. You guys get your phones ready. I'm gonna play a quick song, and then you get your phone ready. The fifth caller again tonight will get a chance to win two. Did I say two? raffle tickets again for the Jeff and Jordan shirt. But here's the deal. You're going to be able to have to answer three questions to be able to get your bonus, your raffle tickets. So be ready to answer and just think about the clips that we had tonight. So I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to, right after the song is over with, call in. Wait till the song is over with to call in. You guys hearing me? Wait till the song is over with.
I have a question,
Zach. Well, you know what? I'll just, when the song starts, here, I'm going to go ahead and hang up with you guys and call in about in like a minute or like 30, count to 30, and then you guys can call back in, okay?
All right.
But when the song starts, call in. Okay, no one's called in, guys. Call in. Lucky caller. But don't hang up, guys. Do not hang up, because if they cannot answer three questions, you guys get a chance. Okay? So here it is. The lucky caller is 714. Who is it? And I already know who it is, guys. It's Christina, right?
Yep.
Well, okay. You've been here for the whole show, right?
I have, and I'll probably get all of them wrong, but that's okay.
Okay. Here's the deal.
If you get them wrong, we have to see you in your Daisy Dukes.
Awesome!
Okay. If you get one wrong, you're hung up on, and we'll go to the next, we will go to another caller. And that's why everyone's
paying
the phone line.
If I get one wrong, you hang up on me?
Yeah, just one wrong.
Okay.
You got to get three right.
Okay.
They're going to be, and here's the first one. Okay, in one of my clips tonight, I had a person that was not from Big Brother call in, name the show they were on, and their name, at least one of the two names.
What, Johnny Fairplay?
No, you were wrong. Sorry, Christina.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going. So call in. You guys, if you might still have a chance to get it. So everyone gets it. You know, I'm going to bring up the next person. 314, you're up on there.
You can hang up on me right now. I don't know neither.
Really?
Vicky.
Vicky, you don't know.
You have to say my name. You could have called me 314.
No, we have to tell you. Okay. I said it out loud, y'all.
Hey,
okay,
I'm gonna catch the wrath of Ron, and I've caught it before, but let me tell you, I don't know the answer either.
Okay, Zach, were you paying attention since Zach's up here?
I was paying attention. It was Dave and Mary from
the Hey! That's why it's the first question. I wanted to get you guys. So, yeah, Dave and Mary called in on that
That's
call.
That's right.
And you
I remember
were right,
now.
And it was... Okay. So the second question, Zach, and you guys can still call in because Zach could be failed, and we got one person only on the line right now that's up, okay? So here it is. The second question is, and all those clips, somebody called in more than once, name the reality person that called in more than once, and not counting myself.
That would be Michael Cowboy Ellis.
That's right. You got the second question right.
Ding, ding, ding.
And the third one. Which season? Wait, this is a simple one. I'm going to go ahead and go because I started hard and then it made it easier. You know, what season did April was in?
That would be season 10.
That's right. So, Zach, you win two free
ding, ding, ding,
raffle
ding.
Tickets.
Good job, Zach.
And I went with the easy one. I was going to go with the harder one, but go ahead. I was going to ask you which season had the most callers, but it would have been season 10, too, because Michelle called in, April called in. But that's Zach just won two free raffle tickets, and we thank you all to try. And what? What did you say, Paul?
I said congrats. Congratulations to Zach.
Well, thank
yes,
you,
and don't forget, you can still buy your tickets, $5. And I might do a special one more time, maybe. I don't know. Maybe one of the nights this week. Maybe the BB premiere night. Don't know yet. So I might run another special just to let you guys know. I got to figure that out. Don't forget, if you need your Super Pass pitch, go to the webpage. It's on the webpage. And if you did not see this, that there is a new webpage, and there, no more US. You got it. And Alan, make sure you switch your links. And if you have them on your guys' link, it's not no more US. It is .com now. Paul, can you do me? Or here, I'll do it. So the Rad Reality Show, it's no more .us, it's .com. So don't forget, that's the new link. And if you have your link set already, reset it. I mean, .us might still show up for a couple of days. I think it might show up for like a month even. But I will not be updating that one. And I know with me, I have to, like, raise my cookies for that site, .us, because it's all messed up. But, yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think if we need to talk about anything else. I think we're done. What do you think, Paul?
Can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday's going to be gossip. Go get some rest.
You know, the only thing is, you know, we reminisced about past Big Brothers and get maybe a little taste of what we can anticipate when the new season starts, you know, as far as people coming on your show. But we didn't really talk about any BB12 stuff. And I don't know. This is only my guess, and nobody has said this to me, but I am thinking that we might hear, like, tomorrow or Tuesday who the house guests are, because I just think they're already in sequester, and they've been in long enough that they should probably release that. Don't you think, Ron?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm hoping it's not till Wednesday.
because if they are released Monday or Tuesday, and you know what, I don't. It might not be till Wednesday because usually it's like a week before the show.
Okay.
They might release photos, or see. I know. See. No. No. Wait. No. I heard. When is the 30th? The 30th is, I think, Thursday.
It is Wednesday.
Whenever the 30th is, I think it's when they can release media day stuff. So it won't be till after that. Because I remember media stuff came out first, and then like a couple days later, the cast was done. So it won't be Monday or Tuesday.
I'm just anxious is all. That's why I preface it by saying this is not based on anything except maybe my just wanting it to happen now. I'm excited about it. And I don't know. I assume
Chip
that...
Chip B's in the chat room.
What now?
Chip B's in the chat room. It says, nope, tomorrow. Ron, Wednesday. And then
John's good at doing that. He's playing around. But I was wondering, has everybody by now heard this very detailed description of how the house is going to be decorated? I'm pretty sure you have, Zach, right?
Yeah, I have. I'm really excited for the coffin room.
Yeah, I hope that's not inaccurate. That sounds very fun, but I was just wondering if everybody has heard that in the chat room yet. And I know I'm on a delay, so I'm not getting responses. But
you know what? And that's the funny part. And you know what? The coffin room. I'm so excited about the coffin room. I already told the joke yesterday. Somebody told me, you know, she was going to give me. But you know what? I can't wait to see the coffin room just to see if
Ron,
people will go in there and react.
Here's
Jesse.
The deal. there is just one person so far, Alan, saying he hasn't heard it. I don't know if you want me to take the time to.
No, you can. I mean, I was just, we didn't have nothing to talk about, so I was kind of like going to close it up. But, I mean, we still have another 15 minutes on airtime. So, I mean, go ahead, talk about it.
I will, but I'm sorry, Ron. There's something that people are sending their prayers to.
I know what it is. And I do want to say it, you know. Vicky, yeah, good night, hon, and we will be, it's about her, I don't know if she wants to talk about it on air, so, but yeah.
Well, be general.
Is there anybody that's in the, what?
Be general.
Yeah, just pray for her family tomorrow. Her husband is going to go through some stuff tomorrow in the morning, so I bet she needs to get to bed.
Got it, Vicky.
And Paul, if you need to talk to me after the show, we can talk about it, but. Yeah,
and as far as Alan, right, I can get that to you, Alan, via Facebook. It's a little bit lengthy, and if people have already heard it, they probably don't want to hear it again. And I will send that to Alan instead of reading it, the house description.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you should, Alan. Sorry. I'm just joking. But anyways, you know what? I feel like doing this real quick before she leaves. Because I was going to do this to close the show. Has Vicky left the chat room yet? Vicky, has you left the chat room? I hope not. Vicky, I'm going to play this for us tonight. And we're not going to close the show with it. I'm just going to do it now before she leaves, because I believe she's going to leave. Let's play this. This is something I've been trying to do on the show on Sunday nights.
Just
Yeah, I just always liked a good sign when good things or bad things are happening, and that's one of my favorites, too. Paul, you there?
I am.
So, yeah, we'll talk about Big Brother probably maybe Thursday, maybe the second part of the show, because Thursday night, like I said,
you're welcome,
we will be having, we'll be having a major guest on Thursday night. We already got a book, and I might, I will share Monday night who it is and what's going on, and everything. So, Vicky, yeah, you're welcome, and we love you, and we love, actually, you know, there, I know there's so many people in this chat room that, oh, God, I hate this. I might cry twice in this, in 1 week, because I got tears in my eyes already, because I was just sitting here thinking, well, huh? And you guys have been so good to me, and been so, you know, I have some of the greatest friends, and even though Alan sometimes goofs around, he's a great guy. You know, Big John and me, we fight each other all the time in words. You guys have been so great. And, man. See, even John, he loves me. You know what? Just for y'all, you know, I think I'm just going to shut this show down and no more do it. What do you think, Paul? No one loves me. Everyone hates me. Everyone makes fun of me in the chat room. I think, Zach, you want to be the new host of the Rad Reality Show?
Sure. Does Paul come along with it? Do I get to keep him?
No. Yeah, you can keep him. You guys, you can have them all. Gosh, I'm done. I'm done with this. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to quit. God.
Sorry, I mean,
I take... What?
You gotta take it as well as you dish it.
You know what? But tonight I wasn't dishing it. And,
now that was
it was
eat green worms. Yeah, Mandy.
Yeah, and Big John has been nice to me tonight at least. So I mean, maybe it's just wearing off. Yeah,
all right.
I love you guys all. I love y'all, even if you don't love me. That's what I say about
fine. Don't even say that.
No, I'm just saying, I know they love me. I'm just playing with them. Okay. As we see you tomorrow night, Monday night, 7 p.m., don't forget. Huge show, huge. John keeps on saying epic. So, I mean... So, man, somebody better remind me to do something. Where's Christina? So, she better remind me. Okay. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Zach, see you Tuesday night. It's going to be awesome. Epic shows, Monday and Tuesday. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your social networks. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Tuesday night, Monday night, 7 p.m. Monday night, Tuesday night at 10 p.m. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we'll be back. So, I'm going to hang up. Bye.
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 I've been rambling.